Okay.
So let's look. This is the first source here is the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah that discusses the 39 prohibited categories. This is it just lists them off. Avos melachos arba'im chaser achas. There are 40 minus one primary categories. 39. Hazareya v'hachorish v'hakotzer v'ma'amer. It goes through the whole list. One who is sowing, Azariah is sowing, planting. Choresh is digging, Kotzer is cutting, and it goes through all 39 here. And so you can see in English if you want to know it. We're gonna start with next week. We're gonna start with discussing the first one, which is Zorea, which is planting. That's what we're gonna discuss next week in terms of just the practical applications towards planting. But that's the list in the Mishnah.
Okay. It's striking that it's numbered 40 minus one as opposed to
yes, yeah. That happens in a couple of places also. In terms of the giving of lashes, is also 39, and they describe it as 40 minus 1. I forgot what the reason for this is. Do you remember what the reason for this is?
Taurus is 40. And there's a drusha that says that.
For Makos.
For Makos.
Oh, why it says it here?
Yeah.
You know, for Makos, you can understand. You know, they want to inflict a fairly strong punishment. The silent ones have been then pulled back a little bit.
Pulled back.
Because, so, right. Because we always want to demonstrate.
Yeah, so I forgot why here. It's possible because once they have it there, they have it here. I'm not sure.
40 is always a sort of transformational, generational sort of change thing. You know, Hashem washes the world, this week's Parsha, in 40 days.
Moses on the mountain.
And
40 years in the desert.
40 years in the desert, and 40 weeks of gestation for a kid.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's generational change.
Yeah. So how would that fit into here?
I'm reaching.
It's an interesting question. I'll try to look into it.
Okay.
I'll look into it.
This, by the way, this Mishnah comes from Shabbos.
Yeah.
The Mishnah that we did on Monday, which is that?
We did a Gemara. It wasn't a Mishnah. That was in Baba Kama.
Right.
It was just the Gemara in Baba Kama is dealing with other issues in Halacha that relate to also primary categories and subcategories. Right. So within that discussion, they bring in Shabbos. Uh-huh. Because Shabbos also has Avos and Toldos. It has primary categories and subcategories. But that's really really a side topic within a different topic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they didn't speak about Avos and Toldos Monday, did we?
We did. Avos was the one that was either in the Mishkan and important, right. And then the Toldos are just not that.
I don't remember that being Toldos. Okay.
Yeah, the Gemara there does say Toldos there as subcategories. Okay, so now what we're going to focus on is this Gemara, which is on the next page. Both here and in the Gemara itself, in the Talmud, it's on the next page after the Mishnah. They quote a brisa, which deals with sowing, which actually it's going to lead directly into next week's topic because that's what we're going to deal with in terms of zoreya, planting and sowing. And it's we're going to analyze this brisa. It's an interesting brisa. This is on page 2. The brisa says as follows: Tana. See, we did a whole page very quickly there. Tana, we have a following brisa: Hazareya v'hazomer v'hanota v'hamavrich v'harmarkiv. So we have five different activities here. Zoreya is sowing. Mm-hmm. Zomer is pruning, which is basically this is pruning not just to cut off the wood from the tree, but it's by cutting wood off the tree, so it causes the tree to grow.
Right.
That
stimulates growth.
Stimulates growth. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yes, Sasha.
I don't think today that's a primary function of Shalom.
Absolutely.
So
it can be.
You want it
to grow in certain areas and not grow in others, and also
right.
You want new growth.
Right, but it's not to accelerate growth, it's to concentrate growth in areas.
Which one? Pruning or?
The pruning, you can use, there's horticultural pruning that stimulates new, fresh growth.
Yeah. We're trying to see what falls into what category in Shabbos. We're learning, we're dealing with Avos and Toldos. Avos are primary categories. Have you heard? There's 39 avos, 39 primary categories, and then we have subcategories within that. So right now we're trying to figure out what would fall under a primary category and what would fall under a subcategory, an av versus a tolda. So the first page is just listing all the 39 primary categories that the Mishnah has. So right now we're on the second page, and we're going to try to analyze this brisa on the second page. The second page says, Hazorea v'hazomer. So if you sow, or if you prune, which also increases the growth of the tree, v'hanota is to plant. I'm on the second page. V'hamavrich, v'hamarkev. The mavrich and markev is to bend the tree, so that basically you're bending the tree so that it goes back down into the ground, so that you're causing a new growth to happen. There's a new growth, or You graft the tree. You really just take off the tree and you plant it somewhere else. So all of these, all five of these, kulan melacha achasein. The Gemara says, or the Brisa says, they are all one melacha. They're all one melacha. So it's a vague language here, what it means by it's one melacha, but it's called it's one melacha. It's one action. So the Gemara asks, "My kamash malan? Who cares whether it's one, all under one or not? What's the difference?" So there's a very important difference here. So the Gemara says, "Ha kamash malan, ha osa malachos harbe me'ein malacha achas eino chayiv ela achas." If they all fall under one category, let's say they all fall under the category of sowing of zoreya, they're all part of zoreya. So then, the following is true. Basically, if you accidentally perform a forbidden activity on Shabbos, so then you have to bring a sacrifice. You have to bring a korban chatas. So you have to bring a korban for that. Mm-hmm. So, but if you did that under the same forgetfulness, the same state of forgetting, let's say you planted 100 trees. So you don't have to bring 100 korbanos for each plant that you planted. You would bring one, assuming that it was all under the one same state of forgetfulness. Nobody told you that you're not allowed to do it. So you'd only have to bring one. So the same is true not just if you plant, but if you plant and then you also prune and you graft, if you do any of these, you're only obligated to bring one korban. You don't have to bring more than one, you're only obligated to bring one korban. Because since they all fall under the same category, so therefore it's all viewed as one. Okay, so that's the difference. But let's say you were to plant, and then under the same forgetfulness, then you also decided to write on Shabbos. Let's say you write on Shabbos and you plant, so then you would have to bring two korbanos.
One for each malacha.
But since these fall under all, they all fall under the same malacha, they fall under this category of planting, so therefore you're only obligated to bring one. Anything which falls under that same category, you're only obligated to bring one. But if it's planting and writing, so then it's two. Then you bring two. Okay?
So is the question going to become that why are these avos or toldos?
That is going to be the question.
Is that going to be the question?
Yes. Okay. That's the bomb question right here.
I see. All right.
So we had five different... So Dez is hitting it on the nail. We had five different types of activity here. We had pruning, planting, sowing, grafting, and then bending the tree. Right? If we were farmers here, we'd be like very interested in this. But so the question is, which one of these are viewed as primary categories, and which one of these are viewed as subcategories? And then from this, we'll have a better understanding of how to define what a primary category is and what a subcategory is. So right now we just have that these are all part of the same general category of malachos. Then comes a very interesting statement. Amar Rav Acha, Amar B'chia Bar Ashi, Amar Rav Ami. So Rav Acha said in the name of B'chia Bar Ashi, in the name of Rav Ami. This is the third line now. Zomer Chayev Mishim Noteya, V'hanota V'hamavrich V'harmarkiv Chayev Mishim Zareya. This is now very strange. He says that pruning, why are you obligated to bring a korban if you prune a tree? Because of planting. And then he goes on and he says, and planting and grafting and bending a tree is obligated in a korban because of sowing. Right? So pruning is obligated because of planting. And then the Gemara says, well, planting. And why is planting obligated in a korban? Because planting is part of sowing.
This sowing, obviously, yeah. Stupid, but I'd always assume that it was like sowing, making material. But obviously, it's a stupid thing to have thought.
No, it's also...
It's a different spelling, in fact. Sowing
right. So this is sowing like...
Sowing is really, it's the same thing. It's the same thing as planting, except right. That you're not planting a tree. You're like...
Planting seeds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, just to rethink this one line over again, it says that when you prune, so you are obligated because of planting.
Right.
And then the Gemara says, well, implicitly, why is planting obligated? It seems right. Like planting itself is not so simple. Right. Well, planting is because it falls under sowing,
right.
Putting in seeds, which is zorea, which is the primary category. So what's going on here? What do you want to say?
You have a tolda of a tolda.
You have a tolda of a tolda. Yeah. Ooh. So you have a subcategory of a subcategory. It seems like pruning is because of planting, and then planting is because of sowing. Right? Yeah. So that means you have one is a subcategory of another. So you can have a subcategory of a subcategory. And then let's just finish the Gemara here. The Gemara then says Mishum Zareya in Mishum Noteya Lo. The Gemara asks, this part is not as essential in terms of the rest of what we're going to be discussing, but it says Mishum Zareya in Mishum Noteya Lo. The Gemara says, it seems like when you plant, or when you do any of these other things, if you're Mavrich, if you graft, or if you bend the tree, it seems like you're only obligated because of sowing, but it wouldn't fall under... planting. So they say, no, Ema Af Mishum Zareya. It's saying that, no, even with regards to, it also falls under sowing. That's just, we can ignore this part of the Gemara. This Gemara is really, it's a bit tangential. It's saying that, let's say you were to sow and graft at the same time, so then you'd only be obligated for one. That's essentially what it's saying. But in the end of the day, what do we have here? Just that one line is our main focus for today. The one line says that pruning is obligated because of planting, and planting is obligated because of sowing. So Steve and Des, they both said, what is this? This is a subcategory of a subcategory. Right? That's what it seems like. It seems like you could have, it's not like every tolda, every subcategory is part of that, is a subcategory just of the primary. You could have a subcategory of a subcategory. And to a certain degree, you would have to ask, let's say you do have a subcategory of a subcategory, you have to ask, well, why can't these just be viewed as subcategories of the primary one? Why do you have to have them, some of them be viewed as a subcategory of a subcategory? Let them just all be viewed as a subcategory of the primary category.
Right.
Why is pruning any different? Just to phrase the question.
There's not an opinion that says that you will bring korban also for the tolda.
You do bring a korban for the tolda.
If you did tolda.
If you did tolda and an av,
and an av,
you only bring one korban. You only bring one korban.
Okay.
That you only bring one korban for that. And if you did two toldas of the same av, let's say you did two subcategories of the same av, let's say you did pruning and bending, that also you only be obligated in one korban. That's only just one korban. So all of a sudden over here, we have a subcategory of a subcategory, whereby pruning, for some reason, cannot become a subcategory of sowing, but can only become a subcategory of planting. Right? That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. Pruning cannot become a subcategory of sowing. It can become a subcategory of planting, which itself is a subcategory of sowing. So then that begs the question of, well, why can't it become the subcategory of sowing? Why is pruning? Why could it only fall under planting? Yeah. So that seems to be what Dez and Steve are saying. It's not as simple as that. Definitely, some do take that approach. Yeah.
I'm just wondering what the ramifications are of what potential ramifications there could be of this grandson of a tolda, as opposed to the status of just being a tolda.
There is no ramification. But there's also no ramification whether something is a tolda or an av. What's the ramification whether you have an av or a tolda?
Well, not in terms of punishment, but in terms of understanding. Well, I suppose it's important to know that these are toldas of the av so that you know that you don't have to bring two korbans.
Yes, you would have to know that these are part of the same broader category.
Right.
Correct. You would have to know that it's part of the general category. That's correct. That's correct. Yeah.
To me, it's logical that it has to be a subcategory of the subcategory.
Which one? Pruning.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it is. It's one step removed from actual contact with the soil.
Okay. Yeah.
All the others, you actually are directly involved in having to move the soil. When you bend, you're going to bend the top of the plant into the soil.
Okay, exactly.
When you graft, you said you cut it off and put that in the soil.
Okay.
So pruning, you're not...
Pruning, you're not dealing with putting something into the ground.
Yeah.
You're not putting anything into the ground. You're just cutting the wood. And then by that, you're cutting off the top of the tree. And then that causes the tree to grow. So that's excellent. That is why it wouldn't be a subcategory. But why would it be a subcategory of planting over sowing?
Because... Although I never understood this until now, Steve says that it stimulates planting.
It creates growth.
The planting,
which one?
Pruning.
No, it does. No, it does. It does create growth.
Right.
But why is it a subcategory of planting as opposed to of sowing?
Well, not just technically, because planting refers to trees and sowing refers to plants.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So that's where we're gonna get to that.
Say
yeah.
That again. Wait.
Planting is, the difference between planting and sowing is for, say, wheat or something like that, and planting means a tree. Pruning means you cut the branch off of a tree. So it only follows that it would be planting and not sowing, just because it's staying.
I think you can sow
trees.
But you sow trees by planting tree seeds.
Is the difference between, again, I don't know
really?
Agriculture that well. Is planting when you
yeah.
put a sapling in the ground and sowing when you
know.
Throw the seeds down, maybe? In which case... Pruning would still be
right.
At least, I don't know about the English word, but in terms of the Hebrew word, Rashi differentiates between Zoraya and Nota,
yes.
as one is referring to trees and one is referring to like other vegetation.
Okay, we'll go with Rashi.
But that's the Hebrew word. It's possible that sowing has other implications, but
yeah.
That's the Hebrew word.
But, yeah. So maybe...
I mean, generally speaking, if you go tree planting, you go tree planting with saplings, okay? I mean, that's what most BC boys do when they turn 18 or 19 and have summer jobs.
Okay.
I shouldn't say most, but many. but somebody has to put the darn seeds in the ground to make them into saplings. But that happens at the tree farms.
Okay.
Yeah. But people don't talk about sowing trees. They don't.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, so at least your classical case of sowing is not with regards to trees.
It's agricultural crops.
Yeah. Okay.
So it accords with Russia.
Yeah, so that fits. That fits.
Okay.
In terms of your classical case, it's not
yeah.
that's what it's referring to. Okay, fine. So you want to say that it's a subcategory of planting because when you're cutting the tree, we're dealing with trees. And so therefore it makes sense that it's a subcategory of trees as opposed to with regards to sowing. Sowing is not about trees, sowing is about the vegetation.
Yeah, you don't prune barley.
You don't prune anything else. Exactly,
right.
Exactly.
Or oats. Prune trees and vines.
Trees are bushes, which are obviously the same thing as trees.
Yeah. So just to analyze exactly what you're saying right now, so now you could have... So why is planting a subcategory of sowing? What's the difference between planting and sowing such that it's a subcategory? Why can't they just fall under the same primary category? Why does it have to be viewed as a subcategory? So it seems to me that what you're saying is that because they are dealing with, the outcome is different in terms of what's growing. One is growing a tree, the other one is growing vegetation, and so therefore it's deserving to be a subcategory. Is that correct? The reason why it's a subcategory, the reason why planting is a subcategory for sowing is because it's not the same. It can't be all viewed as the same av, the same primary category, because one results in a tree and the other one results in other vegetation. So that's why it's viewed as a subcategory. Is that correct?
It seems to me that it's kind of unilateral, arbitrary, whether you classify planting or sowing as the av. Sowing could just as well be a toda of the plant.
No, the reason for this is because of what happened in the Mishkan. So in the Mishkan, they did sowing. They didn't do, it wasn't planting.
Which makes sense.
So that's why sowing is the first step. The first step of sowing is the av. So now that sowing is the av, yeah, it would be based on what happened in the Mishkan.
All right.
So sowing, we're going under the assumption that sowing is the av. That's the basic assumption. Okay. The question now is, why isn't planting also an av? Why is it so fundamentally different from sowing such that it's deserving to be a subcategory? Why can't it be just part of the broader av? So it seems to be the difference is because one's dealing with trees and the other one's dealing with vegetation.
Right.
So the reason why something is deserving of a subcategory is because the outcome would be different. I mean, we're trying to define what would be called the tolda versus an av. So it seems to be that the av is what happened in the Mishkan. It's a subcategory because the outcome is different. Now, let's take now nota, which is planting, and its subcategory of pruning. Now, is the outcome a different outcome? No, it's about improving or creating a tree. What's the difference between pruning and planting? It's the action that you're doing. It's the action that you're doing. You're not, the act is not an act of placing something in the ground.
Yeah.
It's about cutting. You're cutting something. So the action that you're doing is different. The outcome is the same. The outcome is the creation or enhancement of growth of a tree. So the outcome is the same, but the action is different, which means that to become a subcategory, there are two different ways to become a subcategory. One way to become a subcategory is if the outcome is different. You're doing the same action, but with a different outcome, meaning a similar action of either sowing for vegetation or planting for a tree. And so its subcategory, it's deserving to be called a subcategory, a tolda, because its outcome is different. But it's also deserving to become a tolda if its outcome is the same, but the action is different. So either one, according to your analysis is not the only analysis, but your analysis, according to your analysis, it would come out that to become a subcategory, to become a tolda, either one, whether it's the outcome is different, but the action is the same, or the action is different.
For the
did I just say the same thing twice?
Yeah.
Either the outcome,
but the outcome different, or the outcome different, but the action
is the same. Either one is deserving to be viewed now as a subcategory. Either one.
I would like to suggest another way something becomes a subcategory.
Yeah.
Which could, I think, it'd be equally applicable. I would suggest that they were not doing any planting at the time of the Mishkan.
No, but they were. What do you mean?
Why would they be planting trees when they're moving around in the desert? You need years for a tree to grow. Why would they even bother doing that?
So I forgot exactly why they were planting.
They would be planting fruit trees because they were actually stationary for long periods of time.
I think this is for the.
I wanna,
no, but I think it's for the Mishkan. I think it was for the.
I always understood they had acquired the wood for the Mishkan from this.
No, the wood they got from Egypt. They got the wood from
right. And in terms of Egypt. Look, they weren't even circumcising themselves because they never knew that they weren't going to be leaving wherever they were the very next day.
No, but anyway, all the actions are about what happened in the Mishkan. It's about for the purpose of, let's say, the building of the Mishkan.
Would they have planted wheat to get flour for a certain carbon? Like certain...
Well, that's a discussion whether it's also based on the activities done in the Mishkan. It's definitely clear that it's based on actions that they did to build the Mishkan. There's an additional discussion whether it's also for actions that took place while the Mishkan was in existence.
And operating.
And operating.
There was Pishtun in the...
You're saying they planted Pishtun for...
I mean, I don't know, but in the making
Yeah, it makes
the
sense. In the making of Mishkan, they had Pishtun. So they probably... Flax. There you go.
One of the materials that was used in the...
Yeah, so it was for the creation of flax, yeah.
But the flax is not a tree, right?
No, that's why sowing is the av. It's the primary category. It wasn't about the trees. It was about sowing. Trees, planting trees is a subcategory because it's a different outcome. It's the same action of putting something into the ground with a different outcome. So that would fall under that subcategory. And so, and then another subcategory would be if it's the same outcome with a different action, which would be the difference between planting and pruning. Right. Pruning is a subcategory of planting because it's a different action with the same outcome. Okay, that's based on your analysis, which we'll see is the first explanation that we're giving here. If you turn to page 3, the Kesef Mishnah quotes, the Kesef Mishnah was, he commented on the Rambam. So he quotes the Ramach, who's earlier. So Kesef HaRamach, he says, Temahu, Im kol elu avos amay chashav v'ayim chasar achas havalei lachshav yoser mechamishim. He's going back on a few things, but he's also going back on the Gemara that we just had. He said, if all these, the Braisa first said, Zorea, Zomer, Nota, Mavrich, Markev, Kulan, Malacha, Achas. So he asks, if all five of these are called an Av, they're called a primary category, so then you'd have way more than 39. You'd have more than 50. He has other Gemaras also. He's saying in the end it would be more than 50. It wouldn't just be 39. So you can't tell me that these are called primary categories when the Gemara discussed all these. So that he explains as follows. Exactly what you said. V'hachi kurusho. Kulam malacha achasem. What does that mean? Kulan tolda mezareya. Really, these are all subcategories. V'lashminin asa deinu chayv al achas. Achas al shtei toldos v'al av toldo. And it's really just coming to teach you that you're obligated for one korban if one violates any one of these. Because if you violate a subcategory with a primary category, with an av with a tolda, so then you're only obligated to bring one korban. But really, these are just subcategories. But then he's left with a question. Vahi damer zomer chai mishim noteya lo misayelet mafichin leik kamosha pirshua hamafarshim v'tzarech ian. He's left with a question that, well, if these are all subcategories, if the entire list, if you go back to the previous page, to the list of five are all viewed as subcategories, so then what does the Gemara mean to say that Zomer, pruning, is a subcategory of planting? What does that mean? These are just all subcategories of Zoreya, of sowing. So he leaves that as a question. But the answer really comes from, in terms of to answer that question, is exactly what you were saying till now. It's a subcategory of a subcategory. You don't have to just say that these are all five subcategories of Zoreya, of sowing, but you can have a scenario where these are subcategories of subcategories, which is exactly what Arishon said, one of the early commentators, the Rabbeinu Chananel. In the next source here, Rabbeinu Chananel says this explicitly. And this is the middle source of page 3. He says, Amrina Mishmei Derav, Hazomer Chai Mishmei Noteya, pruning is obligated because of planting, and planting itself is obligated because of sowing. So the Rabbeinu Chananel comments and he says as follows. Shamina mina, we learn from here. Midimugim hamavech v'amarkev mishum noteya v'av mishum zareya diyesh tolda l'tolda v'kulin nechon b'chlal av echad hanota v'lad hu shel zareya. He's basically saying that because pruning is a subcategory of noteya, of planting, and planting is a subcategory of sowing, and so therefore you could have the scenario exactly like what you said. So far, nothing new is occurring. It's just Rabbeinu Chananel. You were saying exactly like Rabbeinu Chananel that we have a subcategory of a subcategory.
So what does the Kesef Mishnah hold about that? He holds that there is no such thing as a subcategory.
Yeah, he seems to have a problem with that idea. He left it as a question. So it's a good question. Like, I guess he held that you can't have a subcategory of a subcategory, and therefore he had a question. What's this idea of having a tolda of a tolda? There's just no, for him, there's no concept of a tolda of a tolda. So it's an interesting question. Like, we're.
Like a machlokas rishon on whether or not you can have a tolda of a tolda?
Yeah, it would be a machlokas. He's quoting rishon, so it would be a machlokas rishon on whether you can have a tolda of a tolda. Yeah. Everyone follow that conversation?
Mm-hmm.
That according to the first source that we quoted, the Kesef Mishnah quoted the Ramach, who couldn't understand. He was left with a question. He couldn't understand how pruning is a subcategory of planting if planting itself is a subcategory.
Right.
So he's of the understanding that you can't have a subcategory of a subcategory. You can't have a tolda of a tolda. You just have, there are just two levels. There's the primary category. There's the av, and then there's the Todo, the secondary category. You can't have a third one. You can't have the next level of another subcategory. Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rishon and the earlier commentator, he explicitly says that you could have a subcategory of a subcategory. You could have pruning, which is a subcategory of planting, and planting is a subcategory of
sowing.
Okay. So that's until now is basically what we've had as our discussion. Now it comes two other, I wanted to discuss two other Rishonim, Rashi and the Rambam, and both of them say very different from the way we've been saying until now. Okay? So now here comes the differences. Here's Rashi. I have the Hebrew and then the English is on the next page. But Rashi, the Hebrew is on the bottom here. Kulan malacha achasein, right? He's commenting, Rashi's commenting on the Gemara. So the Gemara, just to know where he's commenting on, it's important. The Gemara, he first quotes the Braisa, which says these five things, pruning, sowing, planting, grafting, all these are called malacha achasein. These are all called one malacha. So he explains as follows. He explains why. Dizomer nami utzmuche ilanehu. Why do these all fall under the same category? Because pruning is also, it also is there to improve the growth of the tree. And then he says, Zareya av malacha, Zareya, sowing is an av malacha, Vinota nami av malachahu, planting is also a primary category, it's also an av. He doesn't call it a subcategory, he says it's also an av, it's also a primary category. Dahainu Zareya, it's the same thing as sowing. Ela shezeb Izraim v'zeb b'ilanos. One's with regards to vegetation, and one's with regards to trees. V'chein mavrech u'markiv. And the same thing is true with grafting and with bending the tree. These are all called av malachas. They're all called primary malachas. Aval zomer tolda, the one, the only one of the five that's a subcategory is pruning. That's the only one. The rest of them are all viewed as primary categories. They're all viewed as avos.
That's,
whoa.
That's not much by the Gemara. It says, you're chayav for planting because of sowing, not because it's the same thing as sowing.
Right? Lashon uses here.
In the next part. Yeah, you're right, in the next part. I'm trying to remember what Rashi commented there.
I'm inclined to this way of thinking. I don't see a difference between planting and sowing either.
What about between planting, sowing, grafting, and bending?
Well, I do see that you can't bend and graft until you have... You can't have that without having sowed and planted first. So.
But he says all four of those are the same. Are all called primary categories.
Right, because you're all putting something in the ground to grow something.
Right. Even though these are, so you're putting it into the ground to grow something, correct?
But isn't Rashi ignoring the whole idea of why sowing as the av is because that was what was done
in the Mishkan.
Mishkan, and all of these other things not necessarily?
Correct. He is. He's ignoring that whatever was done in the Mishkan is defined as an av. So that relates back to it. Does relate back to a little bit to
Rashi? Wouldn't have skipped. I mean, that of course would have occurred to Rashi.
So the Gemara, which says that it comes from the Mishkan,
okay, can I say? I think you and I are saying this, thinking the same thing. That we only think of the Mishkan in terms of it being the 40 years in the desert, but there was another 300 years.
No, but
it was in Shiloh, and at that point they would have been still in the time of the Mishkan.
But the rabbi is explaining.
No, but it's
this is about the construction of the Mishkan.
The construction of the Mishkan, which didn't have these other things. It didn't have these other things. In terms of the construction of the Mishkan.
But I think you said it's at the time of the Mishkan. That's what you said last week.
There was a different explanation which says that it's based on whatever is important at the time of the Mishkan.
Right.
That was one of the explanations. Yeah, so it's a little complicated because it also depends on another Gemara.
Right.
You're right. Basically, what I want to get at is there was an action which happened in the Mishkan.
Yep.
And that action was sowing.
Right.
But yet Rashi calls all these other ones also primary categories. And yet we know, it's not 100% clear, but most hold that it's only defined as an av if it took place in the Mishkan. It's only a primary category if it took place in the Mishkan. So then how could these others also be called a primary category? So I think what's going on here is that, well, according to Rashi, it's true. Sowing and grafting and bending are different words to refer to different terms. But ultimately, halachically, is there a difference between these different things whereby it wouldn't also be called sowing? Sowing took place in the Mishkan. So what does sowing mean, halachically? Sowing means sticking something into the ground. Now, there are different terms that are used for different actions of putting something into the ground. You could sow, you could plant, you could graft. But ultimately, what is the action that's taking place? The broad action that's taking place is placing something into the ground to grow. So all four of these have that definition. All four have that definition. Did that definition take place in the Mishkan? It certainly did. That definition, we can't... Rashi's saying,
put something in the ground.
Putting something in the ground took place in the Mishkan.
Right.
You put something in the ground. Something went into the ground. So then, by grafting and by planting a tree, well, let's not just go so limited in terms of that, but just how would we define that general action? It would be about placing something to the ground. So that also, in the broader scheme of things, took place in the Mishkan. What did not take place in the Mishkan? Which action did not take place? Pruning. Why? Because it's a very different action.
Grafting also, though.
Grafting is the same thing. You're placing something back into the ground.
But grafting is usually from one tree to another.
They're talking cutting off a branch
and then putting it into the ground.
That's how we talk about grafting. That's not necessarily what they're talking about.
I'm pretty sure here it's talking about grafting.
The English translation.
But even so, I wouldn't even have a problem with that, because grafting, at least there, it's about connecting to. I would have the broader definition of connecting, sticking something to connect to a source of nourishment.
Okay.
And then it would fit within that. But pruning is not that, and pruning is not that.
Okay.
So it's about placing something to get nourishment. You're placing something where it gets nourishment. So whether it's in the ground or whether it's connecting to a previously existing tree, so then it would be one and the same. So according to Rashi, now these are all avos. Oh, you're going to tell me, according to Rashi now, we have way more than 39 avos, primary categories. So I think the issue that we just dealt with a minute ago is going to answer that question. Because no, you're only going to have 39 if the av is defined as, the primary category is defined as placing something in an area where you get nourishment from it. So then that's just one av. That's one.
Right.
There are five ways or four ways to accomplish that, but that's all one av. That's one primary category, and then the tolda, the subcategory, ends up being pruning. So what's the difference between a subcategory and a primary category according to Rashi? What's the difference between pruning and all these other four categories? It's the action, different actions that you're doing,
right?
But as opposed to Rabbeinu Chananel, the first explanation, we said, what's the difference between a primary category and a subcategory, between av and a tolda? It's not just a different action, but it would be a different outcome, because one causes vegetation and one causes trees to grow. So those are different outcomes. So that in of itself could also be viewed as a subcategory. According to Rashi, it's not true. No, that would not be defined as a subcategory. That would be viewed as, those would all be viewed as avos. Why? Because it's because it's about creating nourishment, allowing something to nourish from the ground or from another tree, whatever it is. So then that's an av. The only way it can become a subcategory is if it's a different action.
Right.
Not a different outcome, but a different action. Right. Yeah?
Why is causing a tree to grow and causing a plant to grow considered different outcomes different outcomes.
These are different outcomes.
Why is that more different than different actions?
Well, they're not more. I don't think they're more different. It's just different categories of differences. It's not. I don't think one's more different than the other. I think it's just different in what realm? Is it different in terms of an action, or is it different in terms of an outcome? But not one is not more different than the other.
We were trying to understand if there could be a told out of a told, right?
Right. I just find it odd to say that all of those things are the same action, which is fairly generous, but I'm willing to accept. And then say
I don't think pruning is not the same action. The other ones are all the same action with a different outcome.
Right, excluding pruning. But I'm saying, yeah. To say the other ones are the same action, is, I would say, more of a stretch than to say that these are the same.
Say that again. What's more of a stretch?
I would say it's more of a stretch to say that grafting and sowing are the same than it is to say that making a bush come or a tree come out of the ground or making some other plant come out of the ground.
But either way, all four are viewed as subcategories of sowing. According to the first explanation, all four are viewed as subcategories of sowing. All four of those. So within all four of those, it's a what is, for some of them it's a different outcome, and then for others it's a different action. Rabbi Nachman would view that as a different action. The grafting would be viewed as a different action. Sowing versus planting would be a different outcome.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That okay is not a confident move. Yeah.
I have to just
read it. It is difficult to wrap it up. I mean, I'll just say, if you plant something in the ground, then out of that comes a tree. Or you plant something in the ground, and out of that comes a little bush. I think, right. I don't see those different outcomes. You're planting something and something grew. But the outcome's the same.
No, I hear that. But the fact that it's called a subcategory tells us, Rashi would hold it the same. Rashi would hold it the same. And that's why it's all viewed as a primary category. According to the first opinion, which is, I think, the one that you said first. You wanted to view them as subcategories, that planting is a subcategory of sowing. But why is that? It's the same, you're doing the same thing. Must be the fact that it's a different outcome causes it to become a subcategory.
Yeah, but I wanted to say that a subcategory would give rise if that action didn't exist at the time that these malachas were originally formed, but I'm stepping away from that position now.
Okay.
Because I was only thinking in terms of what actually went on in the desert.
Yeah, yeah.
Not what was going on during the whole time of the Mishkan.
Right. I think the fact that according to the first opinion, planting is viewed as a subcategory of sowing. Just let's look at that for a second. Planting is a subcategory of sowing. Why? What's the difference between planting and sowing? There's only one difference.
Okay.
And that's the outcome. There's only one difference. So we see that the outcome causes, the fact that it's the same action with a different outcome, that causes it to be a subcategory.
I don't want to be too persnickety, but you could say that it's a different action to begin with because of what you're putting in the ground.
Okay.
Yeah, and by the same token, you can say that when you plant carrots, you get a different outcome to when you plant tomatoes. It's the same action, but completely different results.
Also, then, we just have to draw the line somewhere, and I assume it's not arbitrary.
Well, it would be based on a category. Rashi had the distinction between trees and vegetation. That was Rashi's distinction. Rabbi Nochanan himself, the first opinion, didn't explain where we draw the line in terms of the categories. But so we wouldn't know for Rabbi Nochanan where he draws the line. Rashi tells us it's between trees and vegetation. He would have to draw it somewhere. Rabbi Nochanan would have to draw the line somewhere, unless he just views it all as just these are all. In the end of the day, it wouldn't make that much of a difference. These are all subcategories, whether it's. If you say that, well, carrots is a subcategory of planting, of sowing. Well, sowing itself is a broad term. What are you sowing? What's the outcome for that? And apparently the Gemara doesn't discuss that. It doesn't discuss whether it has to be a very specific type of sowing. It seems to be just a broad category of sowing. So the fact that, well, by planting, the Gemara itself differentiates between planting and sowing. So then what's that difference between planting and sowing? So the Gemara itself is already giving you some sort of way to draw the line between planting and sowing. So it seems to be that it's in terms of the outcome, or what Steve is saying, that it's not about the outcome, but it's about what you're putting into the ground, which would also be a different action, which is an interesting idea. That it would be a different action because you're putting something else into the ground. But putting something else into the ground, so then that would... It's just a little strange if you say that, because then within sowing itself, you're also putting different things into the ground.
It'll be a little strange to say that. It doesn't work as a categorization.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a categorization, so yeah, it'd be difficult to say
right.
that.
Right.
Why is planting and sowing not different putting things in the ground? Is the seed one something we're sowing?
It is different, but then even within sowing itself, you put different things into the grass.
Seed is the seed. But a tree...
No, a tree. You could.
If you define sowing and planting the way we define it, like planting is a sapling and sowing is a right. seed. But Rashi seems to say
it's planting. You could put seeds into the ground to plant a tree, and then it's a different category. So then that itself. So then that's also that's seeds and seeds. You want to say one's a seed of a tree and one's a seed of. That's harder. Okay, so that's how Rashi understands it. So far we have two different explanations of how to understand this Gemara. One is Rabbeinu Chananel, who says that you can have subcategories of subcategories. But within that, what's very important is that he also holds that the way to create a subcategory is either by a change of action, a different action with the same outcome, or a different outcome with the same action. Either one would cause a subcategory. Right. Rashi seems to say that when we talk about avos, with primary categories, it could be broader than just the word that's used in the Mishnah. The word that's used in the Mishnah is zoreya, is sowing. But really, it's not talking about sowing. It's really a broader definition of putting something into the ground or attaching something to a source of nourishment.
Right.
Attaching something to a source of nourishment is the definition. And then it would include a whole list of things. It would include grafting and bending and sowing and planting.
According to Rashi, you will bring a korban for each of those?
No, for all these, it would be one korban. Because
nobody's changing the halacha on us.
Yeah, right? According to all, the halacha is the same. According to every opinion, the halacha is the same. This is just a question of defining categories. But in the end of the day, if they all...
What does it matter?
To define the categories? Because the question...
The halacha, right?
No, because the reason why it's important is because we're going to have to know in terms of defining... when you can have something called a subcategory. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, a subcategory would be a different action of the primary category, but the same result, or a different result with the same action. And if that's the case, so then when we discuss all 39, when we go through each one in depth, we're going to have to ask, well, what else is included as a problem? What could we extrapolate? Forget about Zoreya. Let's say, I don't know.
Dying,
coloring. Yeah, right. So, what else would be viewed as a different action with the same result, or a different result with the same action? We're going to have to figure out, well, what would also fall under the prohibition? So it's important to define what's the primary category and what's the subcategory, what's the told on the av, to know, as we go through each one, what else is included in the isser, what else is included in it. So that's why we have to clearly define. At the end of the day, the korban... if you do all these and it falls under the same broad av, you only bring one korban. If you do one av and one tolda, you bring one korban. If you do two toldas of the same av, you bring one korban. For all these, you bring one korban. Assuming it's under the same state of forgetfulness.
Right. Does the Gemara, I think, feel like you just answered something that's always bothered me. Or maybe I'm remembering it correctly. Does the Gemara only mentions a couple of the malachos, all of the totals of them?
That's how the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, they have more totals than the Gemara.
Because the Gemara is just telling you the basic rules.
And then from those rules, we could extrapolate further.
I think. What's that mean? He's telling the rules.
The rule. We have to
qualify
for a tolda, I think.
Yeah, if you count them all up, you get I think you get 39 in this.
No, for the Mishnah, yeah.
Yeah.
But the Brisa all of a sudden.
Yes, the Brisa.
You don't get 39. You get 40 minus 1.
40 minus 1. Yeah.
Okay, so far we have Rabbeinu Hanan and Rashi. Finally, I want to conclude with the Rambam. We have... Oh. Okay, whoever wants to leave, can leave. I'm past my time. So, I could talk to myself. If you want to stay, you could stay. The Rambam here is on the last page. Yeah, we have 10 minutes. I feel bad. Okay. So the Rambam says as follows. You have the English on the bottom here, and I'll read it on the top. It's a fascinating Rambam. Malachol shechayev nalein skila v'karis amezid or korban chatas b'shkaga. The following activities: one is deserving of death and karis, if he does it intentionally and with witnesses, and he brings a korban if he does it by accident. Mehin avos mehin told us whether it's the primary category or whether it's the subcategory. Uminin kol avos malachos arba'im chaser achatz. The number is 39, 40 minus 1. Ve'elu hein. Hacharisha v'hazriya v'haktira v'imur dot dot dot. Now, why did I decide to mention this? Look at the Mishnah. Look back at the Mishnah, page 1. At the list, and now look at the Rambam. I'm not sure if the English translation is going to help you here or not. But when they describe the activity, what's the difference between the description of the activity between the Mishnah, which is on page 1, and the Rambam, which is on page 4? Just take one. Don't look at more than one. Take one from the list of the Mishnah and one from the list of the Rambam. And see a difference. Try to see a difference. Let me see if the English has...
Well, it's a different order.
The one that it always ends in an ing as opposed to one who does it.
Excellent. Excellent. Very good.
I'm not sure what the grammatical term for that is, but...
Well, one's a verb and one's going on the person, which is the object.
Of course.
The Mishnah... When they list the categories of that which is forbidden, what does it say? It's not listing off activities.
Listing people.
It's listing people who perform certain activities.
So if I hold two needles at once.
What do you mean?
If I hold two needles at once and put two stitches in something with a single stroke, or if I make two different strokes.
You're saying it's about the eye.
I'm saying that
that's
would,
me.
That
that's
would
me.
Be the difference between going by the person or going by it, right? That would be the not for me.
Well, I'm not sure. Well, what are the two ways? What were the two ways that you said it?
If I put two stitches in by taking one needle and making two passes, or if I held two needles in my hand and just made a single pass.
No, I think it's simpler than that. I think you're bringing an interesting point, but I think it's simpler than that. The Mishnah, it says Hazareya. Is that an action which is forbidden, or is that a person performing an action which is forbidden? Hazareya. The one who does it. The focus of the Mishnah is the one that does the action that is forbidden. When the Rambam lists this off, he's listing off the same exact Mishnah. He doesn't say Hazareya. What does he say? Hazriya. Hazriya is the act of sowing. It's the act. It's not focusing on the person, but it's focusing on the result. Not the action, but the Hazriya, the sowing. That's sowing. So we'll see whether... I just wanted to point that out, and as we go through this, there might be a reason as to why the Rambam is doing this. But he is clearly changing it from it being a focus on the object, which is what the Mishnah is saying, as opposed to the verb, which is what he says in the halachos. So let's go on. I skipped a few halachos just because they're not important with regards to what we're discussing. Now going to halacha gimel. V'chein hazareya zeraim. One who plants, who sows seeds, o hanotei ilanos, or one who plants, o hamavrich ilanos, o hamarkiv, o hazomer. He lists all five, right? Right now he's listing all five. Kol elu av echadhin, me avos malachos v'inyan echadhu. What does he say?
They're all the same activity, basically.
These are all which? Are these primary categories or subcategories?
Primary categories.
These are all five are primary categories. Even pruning. Even pruning. Nobody said that till now. Everyone said until now that pruning is a subcategory.
Right.
The Rambam is saying that pruning itself is also an av. It's also a primary category. Why? Shekol achas mehen l'tzameach davar hu miskavin. Why? Because in the end of the day, The purpose, the end result, is to cause an improvement in the growth of that plant or of that tree. Even pruning.
If we're willing to accept Rashi, then we should be willing to accept this as well.
Slow down. According to Rashi, the difference between a category and a subcategory is a different action. Pruning is a different action. According to Rambam, a different action is still a primary category. And if that's the case, so then what's a subcategory?
Right, no. But I mean the copy of the Lashon of the Gemara. The wording of the Gemara seems to exclude both Rashi and the Rambam.
Yeah, so that's a separate discussion.
But if you're willing to accept it.
You're right. If you accept it for Rashi, you accept it for the Rambam. I think there's a way to read it for Rashi. I just don't want to get into it right now, but we can discuss it afterwards.
Because the Rambam is just...
Whatever way you read it for Rashi, you would read it for the Rambam. You're right.
Okay.
They both say, in terms of the read itself, you're right.
The Rambam takes it to an even more
yeah.
extent.
Yeah. But according to the Rambam, just listen. I feel bad, so I want to finish quickly while showing exactly what the Rambam is doing. The Rambam says that pruning is a primary category. Which means what? All he cares about to be defined as part of that primary category is the end result. The result. The result is one of improving the planting. You're gonna, or not improving, or causing growth. Causing growth.
Causing plant growth.
Causing plant growth. Pruning causes plant growth. Right. Oh, but it's a different action. It's not placing something next to a source of nourishment. It's cutting. I don't care. That's also considered a primary category. That's also a primary category. The big question is, well, if that's a primary category, so how do you differentiate between a primary category and a subcategory? I understand, according to Rashi, it's very clear. Primary category is the same end result. And subcategory is a different... Primary category is the same action. Subcategory is a different action for the same result. But according to the Rambam... He just said that pruning also is a primary category. It's an av. And if that's the case, so then what would be defined as a subcategory?
He doesn't have any subcategories there.
There are no subcategories. So comes halacha hay, and he defines to us, what is a subcategory? Hatoldehi hamelacha hadome la'av me'elu ha'avos. What is the definition of a tolda? It's something which is similar to the av. It's unclear what he means by similar to the av. What does it mean that it's similar to that primary category? Me'elu ha'avos. And he goes and he lists a bunch of examples. You should look at the examples on your own time. He doesn't discuss planting, which is what we're dealing with right now. So I don't want to get into it. But the Mefarshim on the Rambam, the commentators on the Rambam explain, what does it mean that it's similar, some of them explain, what does it mean that it's similar to the primary category? It means similar in outcome. Meaning his subcategory is a different outcome. A different, broader outcome than the primary category would be the definition of a subcategory. So a subcategory would be a broader definition than the primary category. The primary category is about the result. That result, that's the primary category. However way you get to that result. I don't care where, however way you get to that result, so then that's the primary category. A subcategory is about broadening that result. Whatever that end result is, it's not about a different action, but it's about just broadening that end result. Which is very different than what we said until now. For Rashi, the subcategory is about a different action for the same result. But for the Rambam, the focus is that a primary category is about just the same result, even if it's a different action. A subcategory is just broadening that result. So perhaps, and with this I'll conclude, perhaps the reason why the Rambam, going back to Halacha Aleph, he doesn't focus on the person, but he focuses on the action, on really the result of the action, is because the Rambam is very much result-oriented. He wants to show how what we're focusing on in terms of the Halachas of Shabbos and this categorization is about the result of the action that you're doing. The result of the action is Zoreya. It's not the person who's performing an act of sowing. It's sowing. What's forbidden is sowing. He's trying to focus on the result because however you come to that result, so then that's considered the primary action. A subcategory is just broadening that result. And so therefore his focus on the language is more of a focus on the result as opposed to going on the person. And so he switches it because that's really his mindset is more of a focus on the result. And so that's why he changes from the language of the Mishnah. Okay, so with that we'll conclude. And